Deus in auditorium meum intente. Domine ad adjuvantum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. Mary, blessed woman, Magdala's great glory, all with devotion show you love and reverence, for Christ has bound you to himself in friendship, love's holy covenant. When you beheld him wondrous and almighty, driving out demons, vanquishing their powers, faith strong and grateful bound you to your healer, filled you with gladness. Henceforth you joined him, fervent love compelled you, treading the footsteps of your holy master, as a companion, faithfully you served him with zeal and fervor. Then you stood weeping by his cross in sorrow, ardently grieving at the Lord's great passion. Gently anointing, you prepared his body for his entombment. May Christ unite us, whom his love engendered, to his great triumph, that we may all join you. Now and forever, singing joyful praises to the Beloved. Amen. Mulier, quid plorasquem queri? Illautem dixit, tulerunt Dominum nostrum, et nescio ubi posuerunt eum. Alleluia, alleluia. I rejoiced when I heard them say, let us go to God's house. And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. For Israel's law it is, there to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David. For the peace of Jerusalem pray, peace be to your home. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces peace. For love of my brethren and friends, I say peace upon you. For love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Mulier, quid plorasquemque iris, illa autem dixit, tulerunt dominum nostrum, et nescio ut pipos huerunt eum. Alleluia, alleluia. Tulerunt dominum meum, et nescio ut pipos huerunt eum. Si tu sustulisti eum, dicito mihi alleluia, et ego eum tollam alleluia. If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil. In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest. You who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber. Truly sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing the fruit of the womb. Indeed the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Tulerunt dominum meum, et nescio ubi posuerunt eum. Si tu sustulisti eum, dicito mihi alleluia, et ego eum tollam alleluia. Dicit Iesus Maria, conversa illa dicit ei, raponi, quod dicitor magister. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ, Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed, and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Dicit Iesus Maria, conversa illa dicit ei, Rabboni, quod dicitur magister. We know that God makes all things work for the good of those who have been called according to his decree. Those whom he foreknew he predestined to share the image of his Son, so the Son might be the firstborn among many brothers. Those he predestined, he likewise called. Those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. Mary, do not weep. The Lord is risen from the dead.
Mary, do not weep. The Lord is risen from the dead.
Go to my brothers and say to them,
the Lord is risen from the dead.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Mary, do not weep. The Lord is risen from the dead.
Venit Maria, nuntians discipulis, quia vidi Dominum, alleluia. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo. Quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, ecce enim ex hoc beata me dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordieus a progenie in progenies, dimensibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordi sui, deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles, exurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit in annes, suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Venit Maria, nunciant discipulis, quia vidit Dominum. Alleluia. Through the intercession of holy women, let us pray for the Church in these words.
Be mindful of your Church, O Lord.
Through all the women martyrs who conquered bodily death by their courage, strengthen your Church in the hour of trial.
Be mindful of your Church, O Lord.
Through married women who have advanced in grace by holy matrimony, make the apostolic mission of your Church fruitful.
Be mindful of your Church, O Lord.
Through widows who eased their loneliness and sanctified it by prayer and hospitality, help your Church reveal the mystery of your love to the world.
Be mindful of your Church, O Lord.
Through mothers who have borne children for the kingdom of God and the human community, help your Church bring all men to a rebirth in life and salvation.
Be mindful of your Church, O Lord.
Through all your holy women who have been worthy to contemplate the light of your countenance, let the deceased members of your Church exult in that same vision forever.
Be mindful of your Church, O Lord. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, whose only begotten Son entrusted Mary Magdalene before all others with announcing the great joy of the resurrection, grant, we pray, that through her intercession and example, we may proclaim the living Christ and come to see him reigning in your glory, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeterna.
Amen.